What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com, Federal Motor Carrier Administration, that it will be significantly reducing the rate of random drug testing next year. So, they're going to test a lot less drivers. They're going to do it by, for currently, the rule is that they have to randomly drug test 50% of their fleet. Basically, next year, this will go down by half to under 25% of their fleet randomly drug tested. This is due to the fact that many drivers, a lot, the majority, have been testing positive for drugs and controlled substances, but has been less than 1%, though. In other words, 1% of people are testing positive, so they're reducing it. That's great, right? That's a great thing. So the thing about this, though, that kind of bugged me was the reason drug testing has gone down is because it's a new generation. The problem in this world, I mean, if you were out shopping this weekend, you notice that the problem is not heroin, you know, because heroin make you skinny. Ain't no skinny people in America. When I was a kid, I was the only fat motherfucker on earth. You know, I mean, there used to be a Husky department. There used to be, you know, 3X was something I had to go search for. I remember I used to buy my clothes at one specific store when I was a kid. I remember having to order shoes, you know, in a catalog because I wore a size 15. That is just normal nowadays. So as a result, you kind of got to understand that reality, that the biggest problem in America today is not drugs. The biggest problem in America today is obesity. And do we have no rules to deal with that? I would love, and I've said it before, I would love to see a mandatory hour for us to work out in, because it would eliminate a lot of problems. But you have things against that. One of them is that eliminating those problems, then what does the FMCSA do, right? And then we have technology problems, which aren't being dealt with by the FMCSA, you know, in today's trucking world, not, you know, yesterday's trucking world, which in the 60s and 70s, drugs were a problem. They think, even in the story, they say it was an effective deterrent. No, it wasn't. It's not an effective deterrent. Americans in their 30s and 20s do not use drugs. They use ho-hos. They take Twinkies. They take, you know, fried chicken. They don't take heroin. They just don't. You know, it's always like we can't accept the fact that our rules need to change to match the modern day problem. And it's not drugs. So one thing I would love to see them deal with, the FMCSA, deal with technology. Don't just require technology in trucks. Like, you're requiring that we have recorders. You're requiring electronic recorders. You're requiring collision detection technology. Do me a favor. Why does the government require that technology fucking works? See, this technology is not made by Ford, Chrysler, and GM. It's made by other companies. And those other companies want continuous money. They want to be worth $1 billion too. Right. And so because they want to be worth $1 billion, just like Ford would never make a car that lasts 100 years, they're not going to make collision detection technology or recording devices last 100 years. Right. Because where's the profit in that? So they force upgrades due to creating slow technology or technology that continues to screw up. That's how they make money. The problem with this is if you make it mandatory, but you don't deal with the fact that technology can't work or doesn't work, and you have no way to really find these guys because they're not exactly a trucking company, right? You have no way to stop them. And once you make it a requirement, it just becomes an unenforceable law, like many of our regulations, that no one's going to enforce because there's no technology that works. And until you create rules and regulations that you have technology that works, then it's going to continue not to work. And at some point, they've got to deal with that. Because that's a 2016 problem. This ain't the 60s. We're not out buying hoes on corners. Right, if you want to find a hoe, go on Facebook. Sorry. You know, there's no 1960s world anymore. Nobody's doing black beauties to stay awake. They take Red Bull. You know, this is not that world anymore. At some point, the FMCSA has got to realize that and actually regulate those problems. Our obesity is a problem. the government not dealing with the fact that many of the technology they want to require us to have doesn't work worth a goddamn. And these companies often force upgrades. I mean, you got to deal with that at some point. You got to say, hey, you can't force an upgrade every year. You know, it's not a cell phone, but they try to treat it like a cell phone cycle. I mean, anybody who's had a cell phone knows after about when your contract comes up, your phone mysteriously stops working. You know, it's at some point the FMCSA has got to deal with this. So anyway, truckdriver101.com. That's my little complaint about it. Good that random drug testing will go down, because it is a bitch to do and it costs you money sometimes on trips because you have to wait for that. You have to take out time to do that. But that's not our biggest problem. I mean, if you could just, the technology, out of all the problems I talked about, technology not working and being required needs to be dealt with. All right. TruckDriver101.com.